Matthew Trapp is the Executive Manager of Water, Waste and Wastewater at Lithgow City Council. G'day, Matt.
How you going?
Councillor, beating the benchmarks of other councils when it comes to FOGO, how's that program going?
Yeah, so the FOGO program's been great, especially with the immense buy-in from the community on where we're going with this program.
So anything to do with food or plant matter, you can chuck it into the green bin, keeps it out of landfill. 362 tonnes has been yielded just this year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So yeah, we're on track to be able to hit our 2,600 tonnes mark for the year, which is great. It's ended up being about 20% of our green waste being reduced and pulled out of red bins, which goes straight into your landfill. As well as that, the curbside services allowed people who self-haul their grass clippings through summer, through spring, to be able to get those repurposed and recycled for other uses. Parks and rec areas, sorting out gardens, doing sporting fields, things like that. And yeah, we're able to have that full circular economy, essentially.
The Resource Recovery Centre is a great service for residents. How can they benefit from that?
The community and the residents have already taken to it like a duck to water. It's been brilliant. So many things that have been dropped off there are pretty much out the shed straight away.
What's the wackiest thing you've seen dropped off, Matt? The most unusual item that's been hauled out of someone's garage?
A lot of furniture that's been used to go into new homes or to be reused in different rentals and that sort of things. We have an abundance of white goods like fridges, washing machines, all that sort of stuff.
So it's been recycled, this stuff?
Yeah, all of it getting recycled. So we're repurposing whatever we can repurpose.
So if I need a new kitchen table or second-hand one and I turn up to the RRC, can I take it as a resident?
Yep, it's free to take. Free to drop off, free to take what's there.
Is it coincidental that your surname is Trapp and traps are used when treating sewer? We're going to put a peg on the nose here and let's talk sewerage. And it's coincidental, isn't it, Matt?
Very coincidental.
All the plumbers who are listening today will get what I'm talking about. Tell us about the technology that can enable you to seal these old pipes.
In the sewer system, yeah, we've got upwards of 250 kilometres of pipe work and it's all quite old throughout the LGA. So we're doing a fairly large program this year and we will do ongoing of relining the pipe work. So we'll be using the latest and greatest technology. The technology is constantly moving ahead to reline all the pipe work. So no disturbance to the roadways, no disturbance to the community in the service that we provide. We'll be able to slide essentially a sleeve through the pipe work, sealing it, creating a new sewer main, and then being able to remove any infiltration or stormwater that may be entering that system.
How will that improvement impact everyday life?
I think it's going to see a huge reduction in the amount of sewer that we're actually getting through the system, remove infiltration, which can lead to overflows or blockages within the system, and the separation of your different water sources. If we can separate groundwater out of our sewer, we're going to have a much better result at the end of the day when we're treating it and then the environmental impacts from that process.
Over the next 2 years, Lithgow City Council is going to push a heap of water through the mains pipes. How's that going to improve the flow and quality?
The water mains cleaning program that we're talking about is a new process for council. We go around and we do our own cleaning, but we can only work with the pressure and flow that we currently have. By doing this, we'll be able to push out any sort of residue, any sort of build-up that these pipes may have. The flow and pressure that's going to be coming through on those is far greater than what we would usually have in the water mains, and that's going to free up quite a bit of flow and pressure through every area in the LGA.
How does that line up with the two new pump stations?
So the two new pump stations that we're building are both going to be largely enabling infrastructure. So the pump stations are going to be strategically placed so that we can not only remove some of our assets, that we can capitalise on a little bit there and lower the running costs that we have in council, increasing a bit of efficiency, as well as being able to have some more development allowed with those assets. So sewer and water are very much enabling assets. You've got to have those to be able to proceed with any sort of development. These new pump stations will allow residential development to really kick off in that sort of West Bowenfell, South Bowenfell's areas.
Let's say we have this conversation in 5 years' time, Matt. What would be a good outcome for you? What kind of dreams do you have and aspirations for the LGA?
I suppose I want to see Lithgow as a bit of a front runner in the way of water, sewer and waste. I think we're already kicking goals in the waste area. We're moving ahead with our sewer work as well, trying to really progress those. And yeah, the next step is to make sure we've got a good, reliable, secure water source for the LGA for years to come.
I know you're excited. You're about to be a dad any moment, so
Jeez, thanks for the very best. Cool, thank you.
Matthew Trapp, Executive Manager, Water, Wastewater and Waste at Lithgow City Council. Thanks.
Cheers.